From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Twin car bombings killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 30 in Benghazi, Libya, on Tuesday. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot about 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The U.S. State Department is confirming Americans were killed and injured in a Taliban attack on a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours beginning Saturday and going overnight into Sunday. The six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The Afghan government forces ended the attack on the Intercontinental Hotel, resulting in about 22 deaths, including 14 foreign nationals. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network plotted the violence. CIA Director Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense, but for intimidation as well. He spoke at an event in Washington hosted by the conservative research group, the American Enterprise Institute. He said that North Korea is less than a year away from putting Americans at risk. He said the country's next obvious move would be to develop the capability to launch multiple missiles concurrently. The United States joined its NATO allies on Tuesday in launching a pressure campaign against the use of chemical weapons in Syria while singling out Russia for protecting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence has wrapped up a controversial visit to Israel where he offered reassurances the United States will never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb. He also assured the Israelis that on the issue of Iran's nuclear program, which Israel sees as a threat to its existence.
Pence said the nuclear deal between the world powers and Iran must be amended, and President Donald Trump will no longer sign a waiver on sanctions against the Islamic Republic.
If our allies will not join us, President Trump has made it clear that we will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal immediately.
On his last day in Jerusalem, Pence went to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, commemorating the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis during World War II. Then it was on to the Western Wall, the holiest place where Jews can pray. Pence carried out a Jewish tradition, placing a prayer in the ancient crevices of the wall, the last remnant of the biblical temple. It was a symbolic affirmation of Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem's disputed Old City, which is claimed by the Palestinians as the capital of a future state. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Two people were killed, 12 others wounded in a shooting Tuesday at a high school in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky. Governor Matt Bevin said the suspected shooter was a 15-year-old boy who was apprehended at the school and will face murder and attempted murder charges. Killed were a 15-year-old girl who died on the scene and a 15-year-old boy who died at the hospital. A former airline pilot will spend the rest of his life in prison for numerous sexual crimes against children, including rape and buying young Asian children for pornography. Michael Clemens of Sacramento, California, was sentenced Tuesday, just a few months after a federal jury found him guilty. The U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott called Clemens' crimes appalling and heinous. Clemens' inhuman and unspeakable crimes include flying from the U.S. to Manila with the specific purpose of raping minors. While living in Thailand, Clemens paid a woman in the Philippines thousands of dollars to produce pornographic images of children as young as 7. He used the Internet to instruct the woman to look for vulnerable children to photograph, specifically orphans and typhoon victims. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.